Today in Hong Kong, from a daring rescue to a global scandal and some local surprises. I'm Dean Bark. Welcome to the City Report with Dean Bark from Hong Kong. All right, here's where we begin. Let's dive in. First up, Kowloon kidnap victim found safe near China border. A 37-year-old mainland man was abducted in Hung Hom by three masked men. This all happened at 10:38 p.m. on September 26, 2025. Now here's the kicker. The victim was found near the China border around 3 a.m., just 4.5 hours after he was taken. Talk about swift action. The vehicle used in the kidnapping was later discovered empty in Sheung Shui. The Kowloon City District Crime Squad is on the case, though no arrests have been made yet. The efficiency of the police operation is commendable, and it raises questions about cross-border security. Looks like someone forgot the memo on stealthy getaways. Moving on, next up, fake credentials used by Hong Kongers in Canadian immigration scandal. At least 7 Hong Kongers were found using dodgy qualifications for Canadian work permits. Court documents reveal they managed to complete a year's coursework in just 2 weekends. Now, if only I could finish my crossword puzzles that quickly. This isn't the first we've heard of this. Back in 2022, there was already chatter about fraudulent credentials in Hong Kong. Consultancy firms were selling packages that promised degrees from British universities. It's a scandal that undermines immigration processes and highlights the need for stricter scrutiny. Call it like it is, folks. Let's pivot to the next story. Public opposition halts Hong Kong's waste charging scheme indefinitely. Environment Minister Tse Chin-Wan says strong public opposition led to the suspension. About 70-80% of respondents opposed the policy or felt it wasn't the right time. I mean, when is it ever the right time to be told to pay for your trash, right? Despite shelving the scheme, the volume of waste disposal in Hong Kong has decreased over the years. The public's preference for incentives over penalties should guide future policies. Maybe a little carrot instead of the stick. All right, next topic, Pink Dot HK 2025 goes virtual after venue rejection. Pink Dot HK, Hong Kong's largest LGBTQ carnival, will now be online on November 2, 2025. Organizers were denied a venue at West Kowloon Cultural District, so they decided to take the festivities to the web. Talk about turning lemons into lemonade. Featuring Cantopop stars Marife Yao Yin Tung and An Chan as ambassadors, and performances by local celebrities like Kath Wong and rapper Billy Choi, this event's adaptability to an online platform shows resilience and community strength. Now that's worth discussing. Shifting gears, last up, Michael Kadori highlights Hong Kong's global importance to China. In a recent interview, tycoon Michael Kadori emphasized Hong Kong's international standing as crucial to China's development. Despite lacking natural resources like oil or gold, Hong Kong's global significance remains high. Kadori, chairman of CLP Holdings and Hong Kong and Shanghai Hotels, encourages a positive outlook, citing resilience and potential for cross-border growth. Hong Kong's value lies in its global connections, not its natural resources, a crucial insight for future development. Let's not overcomplicate this. And that's all the news that fits for today on the City Report with Dean Bark from Hong Kong. Stay informed and join us again tomorrow.